Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Isn't it going to be wonderful when we get to heaven to have a time of rest? Now, we're not going to be sitting by the river of life floating, you know, or just with our toes tickling or whatever. So what do you call that, you know, in the waters there? You're just kind of sitting there, you know, kicking your feet in the water, river life. We're going to be doing things. We're going to be busy serving the Lord. We're not going to be floating on a cloud in heaven, strumming a harp. You know how people got these visions? You know, the word rest means literally you're at peace. Okay, you're not sitting around in your lazy boy. You're not sleeping on a sleep comfort bed. That's not what that word means. It means you're at peace. Won't that be something? Anyway, as you see the blessings there. Revelation 16:15 is another blessing. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So we see another blessing here about watching. We're going to get into that in just a moment, about watching and waiting, okay? And then in chapter number 19, verse number 9, another blessing. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Then another blessing that we looked at in Revelation 26, chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, and on the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection. We have no second death. You've heard this over and over and over. If you're born twice, you die once. If you're born once, you die twice. Of course, you know the thought there about being born again. If you're born again, you die once, maybe. I was reading again this week, matter of fact, this in Hebrews 9, about it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That is true in general, but there are some people who have died twice. Lazarus died twice. Others I can mention have died. In the Old Testament, we see some people that were raised from the dead. They died twice. And there's going to be people who will never die, who they will be translated. They will be caught up in a moment in the twinkling of their eye. We call that the rapture. I'm looking for that one. Okay? Amen. So we have that promise about blessed. And then we have that seventh promise and blessing. In verse number 6:1, I'm sorry. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of the book. And then the seventh one is here in verse number 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Now, it's interesting. Again, I have that word do underlined in my Bible, do. Not just be something, but do something. There's a difference. There's a difference between hearing and understanding, and then doing, putting these things into action. Matter of fact, D.L. Moody once said, many Christians are so heavenly minded that they are no earthly good. They were all focused on eternity, and rightfully so. But yet, we also ought to be focused on the here and now and do the things that God has for us to do. In the book of John chapter number 14, verse number 21, Jesus says this, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So we know what to do. The problem is, do we do it? Do we keep his commandments? I mean, we come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday school, you know, and these other things, and we know doctrine, but do we put them into practice? John chapter 15, verse number 14. Jesus again is speaking, and he says these words, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. So back here in Revelation chapter number 22, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into that city. Now I want you to notice a contrast between verse number 14 in verse number 15. In verse number 14, they enter into the city, these believers, okay? All the righteous enter into that city. But look in verse number 15, the contrast. For without, outside of the city, where are they at? Well, they're not just outside the city walls. They're now in the lake of fire. We learn that in Revelation chapter number 20 about that great white throne judgment. But they're making a statement. And the word without is the Greek word exo, E-X-O. It's interesting. Literally, they are exed out. These that are there without. And there are going to be a far greater number of people who are exed out than who enter in. A far greater. How do you know that, preacher? Because Jesus said so. Matthew chapter number 7. These passages of scripture are very, very dear to me. Matthew chapter number 7. I remember Daddy was preaching one Sunday morning. He was in Matthew chapter 7. In verse number 21, he's preaching when Jesus said, not everyone that comes to me saying, Lord, Lord, will enter in. You know the thought. But it's depart from me that work iniquity, I never knew you. You know the verse there. Well, I'll never forget that Sunday morning. I was 22 years of age, and Daddy's preaching there. And here I am, a preacher's kid, in church all my life, literally all my life. I knew the songs. I could quote scripture. But that hit me so deep that I knew that if I died, I'd go to hell. As a Baptist preacher's kid, I'd been baptized. I was a church member. A lot of things I could add to that. But anyway, so Matthew chapter 7 is special to me, but we find in Matthew chapter 7 in verses 13 and 14, Jesus addresses this about those who enter in and those who are exed out. When he says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So we see the contrast once again. Jesus said there's going to be many who are exed out, who are without. And there will be few who will enter in. Now, how many a few is and how many many is, I don't know. I do believe that these few, there will be millions and millions of people who will enter in. Tens of millions of people. The many, I can't count, but I'm sure those are in the billions of people that are exed. Are you following? There's so many thoughts out there about everybody having second chances of being saved after they die. They may have a second chance, of receiving Christ, and that is not so. Matter of fact, today is the day of salvation. You call upon him while he's near. After death, you've already set your destiny by rejection of Jesus Christ. So you see here in verse number 15 that these that are without, they're dogs. Now, it's interesting. These dogs are different than what's in Philippians that we find in Philippians chapter number 3 and Matthew 15, 26 are two different types of dogs. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul the Apostle is writing to the church of Philippi, and he says, watch them dogs. Now, he ain't talking about German shepherds. He ain't talking about pit bulls and a sideline. You may get mad at me, but I talked about this at the house. I don't understand why anybody with a family has a pit bull in their house. I ain't going to get into that, but I told my kids, they started having their grandkids, I said, don't you put a pit bull in that house. Read about it all the time, about attacking kids and awful things. I say, get you a little Yorkie. little puppy, Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I shouldn't have said that. Some of y'all, God bless you if you do. Just be real careful. Anyway, he's talking about these dogs, watching dogs. He ain't talking about German Shepherd pit bulls, these vicious dogs. He's literally talking about these Judaizers, these unbelievers who were out causing damage to the cause of Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.